Good day. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, presenting your daily financial services news wrap. It's Tuesday, December 23rd, 2025. Our first story takes us deep into the Australian insurance sector. After a decade of notable profitability, the sector braces for a slowdown. Record highs were achieved last year, with a return on equity hitting an astounding 19%. While impressive, financial analysts predict a drop to around 13% this year, landing squarely into the familiar target range. The downturn isn't isolated to profitability. We also see slowing premium growth. Gross written premium saw a rise by 6% last year, which now forecasts to taper off to about 4.5%. A sector-by-sector analysis indicates a similar trend. Personal line growth is expected to downshift from 9 to 6%, while commercial lines seem to hold at 3%. Stakeholders such as beauty industry professionals should be watchful. It may be a double-edged sword, potential premium reductions on one hand, but increased competition among insurers on the other. On to our next story. The Australian insurtech scene is buzzing with resilience and innovation. Startups are reporting significant growth and transforming into global powerhouses. A recent survey reveals a hearty 30% revenue increase for firms earning between $1 million and $10 million annually. The backbone of this prosperity lies with a 10% uptick in private investments, demonstrating renewed investor confidence. Interestingly, an influx of UK-based customers points towards a successful international expansion. But as they grow, challenges persist. Winning customers, establishing partnerships, and cash flow management keep many a CEO up at night. Businesses such as beauticians and small firms now have access to tailored insurance solutions and improved customer service, underscoring the role of insurtech firms. Next, let's take a look at the consumer sentiment. Australian consumer confidence took a downward turn in December 2025. Market sentiment fell amidst rising inflation concerns, sparking anxiety about potential increases in interest rates. While the RBA has held firm with interest rates at 3.6%, consumers seem unconvinced. A notable decline in the family financial outlook and perspectives on economic future hint at consumers tightening their belts. It's definitely a time to revisit budgets and financial plans and keep a keen eye on the RBA's actions. We round up with news from the ASX. Following a directive from the ASIC, the ASX has reduced its dividend payout ratio to between 75 and 85% of underlying net profit after tax. In response to a series of operational failures, ASIC imposed an additional $150 million capital charge, pushing ASX to recalibrate its financial strategy. Australian company directors will have to navigate these changes cautiously. That wraps up today's news. Stay informed and stay ahead with Financial Services Online, your trusted source for all things insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. Visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more information. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off for now. Thank you for your time.